A reading from Matthew chapter 1, verses 16, 18 to 21, and 24a. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary your wife into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The word of the Lord. An outburst could be heard from an angry father. "My daughter should have known better," he yells and calls her all sorts of names, when he has just learnt that his beloved teenage daughter, 15 years old, is pregnant. He is heard screaming and banging doors. One could justify his feelings of disappointment and anger, but not his violent reaction. I mean, think for a moment about the feeling of being upset and in distress that must have consumed both Joseph and Mary upon learning that Mary was pregnant. Matthew tells us about the complexity, the confusion, and the frailty that attended this family, just like any other family. Among the Jewish people, espousal was a serious stage before the couple came to consummate their union. So the bond between Mary and Joseph at this time was contractual, not merely social, as would be the case when talking about engagement in our day to day. That is, espousal constituted the legal contract and pledge of marriage. Hence the turmoil created by discovering that Mary was pregnant. As far as Joseph was concerned, mean only one thing: Mary was unfaithful. And this is why Matthew describes Joseph as a righteous man. He lives according to the law, and so wanting out of what he believes is an unfaithful union, he has two options: public stoning or divorce. He opts for the latter course, not wishing to expose Mary to public disgrace and the unavoidable punishment. We are accustomed to thinking about the beauty and wonder of the birth of Jesus, and that's appropriate. But let's not forget also the distress, sense of betrayal, disappointment, and a host of other emotions that Joseph must have experienced before the angel appeared to him in a dream. Or the fear and hurt that Mary would likely have also felt as they sorted out their divinely complex relationship. Mary and Joseph aren't merely fictitious characters, but flesh and blood like us, prone to ups and downs in their relationships. The more we see them like that, the more we might imagine ourselves to be people like them. People who go through all kinds of things, some quite damaging, and yet whom God uses nevertheless to accomplish his purpose and mission. The local news team didn't follow Mary's pregnancy.
the way they might spot playoff or presidential election, or forward messages like on a WhatsApp group of the latest development in the neighborhood. Acting from gentleness, Joseph created a safe environment for Mary. In the face of scandalous rumors, Joseph could have easily gone with the crowd, ridiculed Mary, and walked away from their relationship. Whether we are a parent, a friend, or a spouse, we can create an atmosphere of safety and gentleness to which people can be drawn. So preach this extraordinary story and promise that God comes through ordinary, mixed up people in order to save ordinary, mixed up people, and that God comes through a birth like all the millions of other births in the world to promise us freedom from sin, fear and death, and rebirth as the children of God. It's an old story, sure, but one that deserves telling. Are you struggling with a problem? You might feel as though you have nowhere to turn to, or you might be embarrassed about what's going on, but this is the time when you need support the most. Turn to those who will help you feel safe. You will find a Joseph along the way.